Okay, I'm an Inkle pensioner. I'm 60 years old. My name is Paul Eckhoff. I live at 29 Collins Drive. And on April the 30th, there was a low ceiling that particular night. My dog was barking, and I thought it was unusual, and I went out to look to see what was going on, and I happened to look up in the sky in the general direction of northwest, and I thought it might have been the northern lights, but then I looked again, and I spotted four what appeared to be circles, and there was one stationary, and these other three circles were going around the one in the middle. The other three would come in and join the one in the middle, then separate again and keep going around. And it looked to be towards the tailings up in that general area from where I am on Collins Drive. And I was just curious to know whether there was any other reported sightings of that same incident. I went over to my neighbors and knocked on her door, and she witnessed this. I am reluctant to give her name, and I don't think I shall. But I was just taken back by it, and I was wondering if there was any more reports on. And I thought they may have been northern lights. Like I said, there was a low ceiling, possibly cloud formation, and somebody might have been up there with spotlights. I was wondering whether it was a hoax or what, or if it's just an Inkle thing. What they might have been searching for, I have no idea. But the unusual formation and the way it was reacting kind of got to me. So I thought I'd just report it. That's about it. And as I say, that was April the 30th at 11 o'clock. And it lasted for about a good hour anyways. 10 years ago, a friend of mine said his father had seen one land on Panage Lake, but he was very reluctant to tell anyone. And he's also seen one himself after that, but he didn't want to tell anybody because he thought he'd be laughed at. But I remember him relating that story to me, and I'm an open-minded person, and I always think, well, there's that possibility, and who knows?